The National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA, has done research indicating that a significant percentage, nearly half of student-athletes, have experienced clinical or subclinical levels of anxiety. And the percentage is even higher when it comes to depression. So what are some of the greatest mental health challenges for student-athletes, and how can they deal with the issue? With me to talk about that is Alex Auerbach, who's Director of Clinical and Sports Psychology Services in the U of A's Athletic Department. Alex, we know any student can have mental health issues or concerns. How differently do those manifest themselves for student-athletes?
Student-athletes certainly face this greater additional pressure to constantly be on and constantly be performing in all the various domains of their life as a student-athlete, because there are sort of minimum expectations there they have for academic performance. There are minimum expectations they have for athletic performance and for things that sort of other college students just wouldn't have that same expectation. You know, as a great example, if a student athlete misses class, everybody knows about it in the department, and that student athlete's held accountable. If a regular undergraduate student, if you will, misses class, there's essentially no consequence unless the teacher has something built into place. But I think if you take that microcosm and you blow it up over the course of the whole sort of college career, what that amounts to is a fairly large discrepancy in perceived pressure to be on and be performing. And then that manifests itself as stress. And then that comes out in all sorts of mental health related ways.
How about the stress that is just related to a schedule and balancing a schedule? Because let's say a college student has a job, and many do, but some don't, and they can focus on their studies. When it comes to being a student athlete, expectations are very high that you're almost performing sort of two jobs, right? You're going to class and you also need to excel in your sport. Does that sort of thing manifest a different kind of stress? Also, just feeling overscheduled and not being able to necessarily be at your best, because how are you going to balance your time and take care of all those things you need to take care of?
Absolutely. You know, I think people will say that being a student athlete really is like a full-time job. I think it might be more like a full-time job and a half, because most of them take, you know, full academic course loads and then are in, you know, this sort of mandatory 20 hours of season. It manifests itself in a few ways that I think are important. You know, one is student athletes often feel like they don't have time to develop themselves outside of athletics. And so then what we tend to see is when sport is taken away from a student athlete, whether that's career ending injury or graduation, or, you know, family stuff goes on back home and the student athlete's forced to move home and support family, this loss of athletic identity can really be impactful for that student athlete. And it brings up, again, sort of this different kind of almost identity crisis between the ages of 18 and 22. And they're asking the question, who am I outside of this sport? Student athletes don't often feel like they have the opportunity to have an off day, essentially, you know, but we all have bad days. So we all have days when we can't perform our best. But if you have a bad day in the classroom and then a bad day at practice, you're going to know about it and you're going to hear about it in a way that maybe another person wouldn't. And I think that there's a perception that there's almost no room for error. There's no room to be human, and that you're going to be sort of pushed to be your best and be at your max capacity every day. When the reality is that sometimes the best we can give is 80% of our 100%.
I know you talk with student athletes about what comes next. And I was even thinking about how the emotional state that must result when, you know, we hear about professional athletes, and obviously very few people make it to that level, but those that they're 31, sure, or even what just happened with Andrew Luck, the quarterback of the Colts, deciding at 29 that based on it sounds like the mental weight of having all those injuries, the physical injuries really, really weighed on him, which makes sense. Is it difficult, especially in a sport where it's clear the person is not going to make, let's say, the next level, whether it's Olympics or professional sports and that kind of thing? What is it like dealing with almost like that mini death when you're 21? It's almost like, well, I pursued this up until I'm 21, and now abruptly that's really over.
A lot of college is about figuring out who you are. You know, who am I away from family? Who am I in this new place? Who am I on this team? And then I think when an athlete transitions out of sport and that's taken away, and Andrew Luck's a great example, it's like, you know, who am I now that I don't play football anymore? Or who am I, you know, now that college is over and I'm not going to go be a, like, gymnasts, I think, are a great example. You know, when a gymnastics student athlete gets to us here at the university level, it's very, very likely that their career is essentially over even at that point. Because, like, Olympic gymnasts are so young, and the peak of that sort of sport performance is really almost before college. And so then when it kind of wraps up, that truly is the end. And there are certainly exceptions to the rule, but I think they all ask, you know, what does it mean now that I'm not a student athlete anymore? Who am I without my sport? I do liken that process to a grief and loss process. You know, it's almost the same experience we'd go through when we lose a loved one.
Alex, how generally willing or unwilling are student athletes to seek mental health care? And I hate to throw in the word stigma, but is there much less of a stigma attached to it now? Can there be a greater degree of openness?
I think, you know, some of the work that professional athletes are doing right now, you know, Kevin Love is a great example, sort of speaking up and raising awareness about mental health, I think is certainly contributing to a reduced stigma. And then I think, you know, here at University of Arizona, where there's been a practitioner in my position for, you know, the better part of a decade, if not longer now, for us, the stigma certainly seems to be going away. We have numbers wise about 50% of our student athletes, you know, by and see us over the course of their academic year. And that can range from anything from sort of adjustment stuff, anxiety, depression, substance use, all the way to, hey, how do I get more out of my sport? How do I focus better in class? How do I sleep better? How do I manage all these different challenges that I'm facing? And so we're certainly seeing the stigma reduce. I wouldn't say it's totally gone, but it's on the way out.
Alex Auerbach is the Director of Clinical and Sports Psychology Services in the U of A's Athletic Department.